But right now, let's go to the Tri-County Contracting Hotline.
The president of business operations for your Milwaukee Brewers, Rick Schlesinger, joins us. Thanks for being here, Rick. Appreciate your time.
Glad to be on.
I'm going to give you 15 or 16 quick questions about some about the new season, some about opening day. Why 15 or 16? Well, growing up, Cecil Cooper and Sixto Lascano, those were my guys. I did scrapbooks. That's still near and dear to my Brewers heart. So we'll try to get through 15 or 16 questions if that's good for you.
Sounds good.
All right. How about just the facts to begin? Number one, when do the lots open? When can fans enter? And when's the first pitch?
First pitch is at 3:10 on Tuesday, and the lots open 3 hours before the first pitch. And the gates to the ballpark open 2 hours before first pitch. So I don't know if the tailgating weather will be great, but lots will be open, plenty of time for people to park and get in, watch a little batting practice, enjoy the festivities as we set up for the new season.
Very good. All right. Obviously, lots of excitement around the new scoreboard. What can you tell us about the specs and the details and a little bit about kind of what some of the future opportunities with that scoreboard look like for you?
Sure. The new center field display is more than double the size of the old one, and it's got the highest resolution of all baseball, which means that from a video perspective, it'll be as crisp and as high definition as your television at home. We have a new scoreboard in right field that's almost 3,000 square feet. So, and we also have LED ribbon boards at the dugouts and first and third and behind home plate. So a much different higher quality video experience for the fans, and the domination of the center field scoreboard is something to behold. I think fans are going to love it. You know, it's a lot more opportunities for videos, for statistics, crowd prompts, you know, without cluttering the main board. The secondary board is going to add a whole new plate for us to put on interesting data. And again, if you're a stat geek, you're going to love it. If you're a fan who wants to see replays, you're going to love it. If you like crowd prompts, you're going to love it. And if you like sponsor fun messages and fun little advertisements, you're going to love that too.
Yeah, and getting that additional space for replays and to really get to the heart of the game, I think that's going to be an amazing experience for the fan.
So, I would agree. We're really excited about it.
Very good. So the Mets have the largest scoreboard in Major League Baseball, correct?
Yes, we're going to be the fifth largest.
Okay.
The Mets have the largest. We have a better resolution than the Mets. Not that I'm keeping track.
Hey.
Is the higher resolution.
All right. Noted. I like that. Milwaukee over New York. So what is new for gear and the in-store experiences at American Family Field this year?
Sure. We enlarged our store in left field by about 1,000 square feet, so fans will have a lot more opportunity to see aesthetically what's in the store when they walk in. The giant hat wall has been moved, so it, you know, it blocked the store in the past. Now it's wide open. We have a lot more gear. We have a really fun collection called Refried Beans, which is a new retail line. So we've taken some unused apparel pieces a vendor has recreated into unique pieces for sweatshirts, T-shirts, bags. So all of them are unique. And they're really out of fun. So it's different snippets of other gear put together in a really tasteful and kind of hip way. So that's kind of fun. And just, you know, with all the new players, a lot of player tees, player jerseys, customizable, and all that fun stuff. So really different retail experience, a lot faster transaction times with the new way we've set up the cash wraps.
And you can get customized jerseys now at the ballpark, like game day, day of?
Yes. Yes.
Very good. Are you seeing a lot of demand around Jackson Chourio jerseys?
Yeah, Jackson Chourio is obviously gotten a lot of hype. He's the youngest player in Major League Baseball, and like any player, he's going to learn at the Major League level. He's going to, you know, probably have some growing pains, but his talent is so superlative that, you know, I think fans are going to fall in love with him. Obviously, he's under a long-term contract, so this is a guy our fans can rally around. He'll be here for a long time. And if he meets expectations, he will be, you know, part of the next wave of Brewer superstars.
Very good. We're looking forward to it for sure. So the Twins and their fans always travel really well. What do you expect from Twins fans for this two-game series? And, of course, they're always welcome here to spend money and stay in our hotels. But just from a fan interaction standpoint, what are you seeing from Twins demand?
Yeah, there's going to be an overwhelming Brewers crowd, which is good. The Twins fans probably are going to travel less this time than normal because there's just not enough opening tickets for them to grab on. So our fans have done a great job in grabbing the tickets. So there'll be some Twins fans. I have been told, although it's a perplexing thing, that there are Twins fans that actually live in Wisconsin and even some live in Milwaukee. And I guess I respect that, as perplexing as that is. So they yes. might be here, but it'll be an overwhelming Brewers crowd, which is great.
Very good. All right. Are tickets still available and standing room only? What's that ticket price look like?
Yeah, so we just released a few holds. So we had some tickets that we were holding back that now we've released, and they're being rapidly purchased. So we do have a few tickets left, and standing room only tickets are $20. But I think we're probably of the mindset of just you know, not selling too many of those. We want, you know, it's opening day for our staff and all our event people. I want to make sure that the experience for our fans is seamless and fun and exciting and not too cluttered. So I don't know if we'll be releasing too many SROs, but okay. We still have a few seated tickets left that are rapidly being sold.
Okay, very good. What do fans need to know in terms of the new parking system and what can make that flow best for all of those coming out to the ballpark?
Yeah, change is always, you know, challenging for our fans, but our fans are very adaptable with technology. And the thing that they'll notice is when they park their car, they won't be in a long line to get into the lots. They'll be directed by our parking ambassadors to literally just park in a spot of their choosing. If they have a general parking pass they prepaid for, or they want to park in a general lot, they'll be directed to a spot. Once you go into the lot, if you've prepaid, you click on the ballpark app, you put in your license plate number, and away you go. If you have not prepaid, you can scan a QR code that's on signs all around the parking lot, or go to the ballpark app. You'll be asked to put in your credit card information, your license plate, and you're ready to go. If you want to go old school, there are kiosks throughout the parking lot where you can manually swipe a credit card and put that in, and away you go. So the whole idea here is to dramatically increase the time from people to get into their parking spots and into the ballpark, or if they want to tailgate, they can do that too, but there won't be long lines of cars at the entrance point.
So still a lot of options for fans, as you noted. You know, change can sometimes be difficult, but the great thing is there's several different ways still to kind of plug into the new parking system.
Right, and we encourage fans to buy parking in advance, especially for opening day when the lots sell out. It's a much cleaner, easier system to do if you prepay it. There's just a few clicks. I did it this morning, and it took me about 4 seconds to do it.
Wow, that's great. All right, I love it. Okay, any changes to the shuttle program this year in terms of logistics? Still a really good way to travel to American Family Field for sure.
Yeah, we have a few more shuttles, but again, the same pick-up and drop-off protocols. And again, we have great relationships with the area bars and restaurants who provide a lot of shuttles, and it's a great way to come to the game. You don't have to worry about finding your car or parking, and it's easy, and you get a chance to enjoy a beverage maybe at the bar before or after, but also one at the game. Again, parking and drop-off is all at the home plate circle. But again, should be seamless and should be as easy as it has been in the past.
Great. Yeah, the team always does a great job there getting people in and out and flowing through that circle. It's always just a great way to travel in and out of the ballpark. Next up, we'll look at ahead a little bit to Thursday at American Family Field. This is The Upswing, the home opener edition. We'll be right back. We're back. I'm Jeff Sherman. This is The Upswing, the home opener edition, the tailgate edition. We're back with some more talk on home opener and the new season with Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger. Reminder for the fans about bag policy and carry-ins, please.
Yeah, so no changes from last year.
Okay.
So, you know, single compartment bags, again, 9 inches by 5 inches by two or smaller. You know, seal top bags, diaper bags are allowed. Medical family needs bags are permitted. We just encourage fans, if you can, keep your bags in the car or keep them at home. And, you know, we don't want to have to send people back to the car to put their bag away. Fans get it, and I think they've been really smart about it. It also makes it a lot faster through the magnetometers if you don't have a bag. But, again, if you bring a small bag, it can fine, and the people do it. But, again, I always encourage people to leave their bags at home.
Yeah, okay. And who has the national anthem duties this year?
Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra is going to provide a very stirring rendition of the national anthem, and happy to have them here and showcase their incredible talent.
Wow, that's great. That would be wonderful. All right, since I am a runner, I'm getting off a little bit from the opening day segment, but is the 5 and 10K sausage race back this year, and how and where can people sign up, including myself?
Absolutely. It's one of our most popular events in the summer, and we're going to be offering registrations fairly soon, a few weeks away from doing that. But again, you know, the sausage race is really sort of a staple of the summer, and people have a little fun. And I have not run it of late, but I'm there, and it's fun to see all the diehards who do it. And, you know, hopefully it's not too hot and humid, because those sausages are can be barely, very toasty in the summer, but they're good sports.
All right, this will be my personal challenge to you, Rick. You know, we'll do the 5K together. All right, we'll have a like the Italian can run with us.
Well, I will consider it, my friend.
Okay, all right, very good. So, what can you tell us about everything that's new and exciting around food and drink? A lot of new things. Yeah, obviously, the Third Street Market Hall extension is really, really exciting.
Yeah, so we were just voted second best ballpark food in baseball parks in America, so that's great. So that means we have to win it next year.
All right.
But, yeah, the Third Street Market Hall, we're going to have Asian fusion barbecue, Venezuelan, and tacos. And it's going to be in the right field, low level, next to the craft beer bar. And again, credit to the Third Street Market Hall folks for helping to bring that to this experience. You know, fans love the brats and the dogs and the beer, but they also want different varieties. And this is authentic food prepared on the premises. And you know it's great quality because it comes from Third Street Market Hall. So we're very excited about that. We also have a lot of, you know, traditional value meals. The 414 value meals back again this year, $4 hot dogs, hot nachos, sodas, and Cracker Jacks. Very popular offerings, and again, trying to make things as affordable as possible.
And the 414 value meals, are those at just specific stations?
Or? They're at about 15 different concession stands throughout the ballpark, so they're clearly marked. So there's one that's very close to wherever you're sitting.
Okay, very good. Do you have a early prediction for the Famous Racing Sausage season winner this year?
No, I you know, it's always interesting. You know, people always tell Chorizo to start a little sooner because of the aerodynamically challenged hat, but Chorizo follows the rules and doesn't want to get a head start. So I sort of root for Chorizo just because, you know, it requires a little bit more exertion, and they've got a little bit of a challenge with the hat. But as long as people are safe and have fun, I'm happy with any sausage winning.
Okay. Well, my grandfather's Italian beef recipe is still near and dear to my heart, so I'm always for number three of the Italian. He's my guy. So
Good choice.
So I'm a big fan of Hard Knocks, the NFL show on HBO. Do you ever see something like that happening? And, you know, from a local level, from a team level, is that what the new series, The Fireman, is kind of hoping to accomplish in terms of really personalizing us with the team?
Yeah, I think, you know, Hard Knocks for baseball is interesting because, you know, the baseball operations folks, you know, understandably are very wary of having cameras intrude, and there's a lot of secrets and confidential information that's talked about and strategies. And, you know, baseball players and baseball coaches are always looking for that extra edge, and they're probably wary of letting too much inside what's going on. But the Fireman series that we are launching on Brewers.com and social media is going to give an inside peek to sort of what goes on with the less heralded members of our bullpen. Everybody knows about Devin Williams, and hopefully he'll be back soon. But the reality is we have a very, very accomplished bullpen. These guys did a phenomenal job last year, and this is a peek into their personalities, how they prepare for games, what they think about when they're on the mound, and we're really kind of excited about it. So, yeah, it's a way to provide an inside look into some of what goes on behind the scenes, and these are very popular. We did the freshman last year. We'll come up with something next year, and again, trying to give people an inside peek.
Okay, very good. The All-Star game this year is in Texas, 94th annual All-Star game. Do you see an opportunity for Milwaukee to get that game back? I think 2002, obviously, was the last time it was here.
Yeah, we, you know, I've always been sort of dropping hints, you know, to the commissioner and others that Milwaukee is deserving of the All-Star game. And, you know, I think, you know, it's a combination of trying to, you know, award the game to a new stadium and making sure that a team or a city that hasn't had it for a while gets it. So, yeah, I mean, I sort of think we're ready to start being considered because it has been since 2002. And, you know, we obviously know how that ended, and we need to bring the All-Star game back. I think the fans would love it, and it's a great celebration of the best players in baseball, and why not bring them to Milwaukee? So, yeah, I'm in favor, and we'll see if we can convince the powers that be to do it.
All right, very good. I'm here to help the lobbying effort however you need. So which – you have a favorite home opener that just really stands out in your mind, Rick?
Yeah, I sort of, you know, I love them all. Each are different. But for me, it was 1975 when I was, you know, a lot younger. And I was here for Hank Aaron's first game as a Brewer. And I remember it was snowing. And so I was very cold, but just a chance to see Hank Aaron play here for the Brewers after, you know, his amazing career with the Braves in Milwaukee and Atlanta. And that was sort of a memorable moment. Plus, it was freezing. But, you know, that sort of sticks out to me as sort of an opportunity to see one of the greatest players in baseball. Obviously, at the end of his career, but to have him back in Milwaukee was sort of, you know, a thrill. And as a sort of a teenager, that was something I'll never forget.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the 2009 game against the Cardinals with the Locane leap, the kind of the game saving catch, I think stands out most recently for me in terms of a favorite, and just being there and experiencing that with a packed house was pretty special.
Anytime you beat the Cardinals, it's always important and valuable and memorable.
Yes, without a doubt. So what else? Anything that I'm missing or anything else you want to remind the fans about opening day?
Yeah, obviously we're excited to launch the season. We've got some games in New York, and hopefully Mother Nature cooperates with the rain. And then, you know, before we know it, we've got a very popular Giannis, you know, jersey on April 6th, Saturday. So we see that as a big seller. So we want fans to remember to come for the basketball jersey on that Saturday as we play the Mariners. But, yeah, very excited for the season and new faces and new opportunities. And, you know, it's always optimistic when you start.
Very good. All right. Rick Schlesinger, President of Business Operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. Thanks for joining us today, and have a great season, a wonderful opening day, and go Brewers.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.